1 Maccabees 1:5-1. Moreover, Antiochus son of Demetrius the king sent letters from the isles of the sea unto Simon the priest and prince of the Jews, and to all the people. 1:5-2. The contents whereof were these: King Antiochus to Simon the high priest and prince of his nation, and to the people of the Jews, greeting. 1:5-3-4. Uzmuk, as certain pestilent men have usurped the kingdom of our fathers, and my purpose is to challenge it again, that I may restore it to the old estate, and to that end, have gathered a multitude of foreign soldiers together, and prepared ships of war. 1:5-4. My meaning also being to go through the country, that I may be avenged of them that have destroyed it, and made many cities in the kingdom desolate. 1:5-5. Now therefore I confirm unto thee all the oblations which the kings before me granted thee, and whatsoever gifts besides they granted. 1:5-6. I give thee leave also to coin money for thy country with thine own stamp. 1:5-7. And as concerning Jerusalem and the sanctuary, let them be free, and all the armor that thou hast made, and fortresses that thou hast built, and keepest in thine hands, let them remain unto thee. 1:5-8. And if anything be, or shall be, owing to the king, let it be forgiven thee, from this time forth forevermore. 1:5-9. Furthermore, when we have obtained our kingdom, we will honor thee, and thy nation, and thy temple, with great honor, so that your honor shall be known throughout the world. 1:5-10. In the 114th year went Antiochus into the land of his fathers, at which time all the forces came together unto him, so that few were left with Tryphon. 1:5-11. Wherefore, being pursued by King Antiochus, he fled unto Dor, which lieth by the seaside. 1:5-12. For he saw that troubles came upon him all at once, and that his forces had forsaken him. 1:5-13. Then camped Antiochus against Dor, having with him 120,000 men of war, and 8,000 horsemen. 1:5-14. And when he had compassed the city round about, and joined ships close to the town, on the seaside, he vexed the city, by land and by sea, neither suffered he any to go out, or in. 1:5-15. In the mean season came Numenius, and his company from Rome, having letters to the kings, and countries, wherein were written these things. 1:5-16. Lucius, consul of the Romans, unto King Ptolemy, greeting. 1:5-17. The Jews' ambassadors, our friends and confederates, came unto us to renew the old friendship and league, being sent from Simon the high priest and from the people of the Jews. 1:5-18. And they brought a shield of gold of 1,000 pounds. 1:5-19. We thought it good therefore to write unto the kings and countries that they should do them no harm, nor fight against them, their cities or countries, nor yet aid their enemies against them. 1:5-20. It seemed also good to us to receive the shield of them. 1:5-21. If therefore there be any pestilent fellows that have fled from their country unto you, deliver them unto Simon the high priest, that he may punish them according to their own law. 1:5-22. The same things wrote he likewise unto Demetrius the king, and Italus, to Ariarathes, and Arsaces. 1:5-23. And to all the countries, and to Sempsames, and the Lacedaemonians, and to Dilus, and Mindus, and Sicyon, and Caria, and Samos, and Pamphylia, and Lycia, and Halicarnassus, and Rhodes, and Eridus, and Cos, and Side, and Eridus, and Gortina, and Cnidus, and Cyprus, and Cyrene. 1:5-24. And the copy hereof they wrote to Simon, the high priest. 1:5-25. So Antiochus the king camped against Dor the second day, assaulting it continually, and making engines, by which means he shut up Tryphon, that he could neither go out nor in. 1:5-26. At that time Simon sent him 2,000 chosen men to aid him, silver also, and gold, and much armor. 1:5-27. Nevertheless he would not receive them, but break all the covenants which he had made with him afore, and became strange unto him. 1:5-28. Furthermore he sent unto him Athenobius, one of his friends, to commune with him, and say, "Ye withhold Joppa and Gazara, with the tower that is in Jerusalem, which are cities of my realm." 1:5-29. The borders thereof ye have wasted, and done great hurt in the land, and got the dominion of many places within my kingdom. 1:5-30. Now therefore deliver the cities which ye have taken, and the tributes of the places whereof ye have gotten dominion, without the borders of Judea. 1:5-31. Or else give me for them 500 talents of silver. And for the harm that ye have done, and the tributes of the cities, other 500 talents. If not, we will come and fight against you. 1532 So Athenobius, the king's friend, came to Jerusalem. And when he saw the glory of Simon, and the cupboard of gold and silver plate, and his great attendants, he was astonished, and told him the king's message. 1533 Then answered Simon, and said unto him, We have neither taken other men's land, nor holden that which appertaineth to others, but the inheritance of our fathers, which our enemies had wrongfully in possession, a certain time. 1534 Wherefore we, having opportunity, hold the inheritance of our fathers. 1535 And whereas thou demandest Joppa and Gezera, albeit they did great harm unto the people in our country, yet will we give thee 100 talents for them. Hero unto Athenobius answered him not a word. 1536 But returned in rage to the king, and made report unto him of these speeches, and of the glory of Simon, and of all that he had seen. Whereupon the king was exceeding wroth. 1537 In the meantime, fled Tryphon by ship unto Orthosis. 1538 Then the king made Senbius captain of the sea coast, and gave him an host of footmen and horsemen. 1539 And commanded him to remove his host toward Judea. Also he commanded him to build up Cedron, and to fortify the gates, and to war against the people. But as for the king himself, he pursued Tryphon. 1540 So Senbius came to Jumnia, and began to provoke the people, and to invade Judea, and to take the people prisoners, and slay them. 1541 And when he had built up Cedru, he set horsemen there, and an host of footmen, to the end that issuing out they might make outroads upon the ways of Judea, as the king had commanded him.